Slowly, the patterns of life that prevailed before Tuesday's attacks are reshaping, coming back together. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg has some thoughts on getting back to normal and what normal means now.
With so many lives lost this week, life for the rest of us has been on hold. After the initial shrieks and sobs, many of our voices were as muted as our skies. The streets in most places except Lower Manhattan were quiet too, and a kind of limbo set in, motions frozen or at least notched down to idling. This is the way a nation and an individual reacts to trauma. Shock converts to numb, converts to disbelief, converts to anger, then gradually action. Our leaders spoke out early in condemnation, and on the evening of that horrible day, on the steps of the Capitol building, members of Congress unexpectedly, tentatively, began to sing one of the country's oldest songs.
From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean.
So corny, so heartfelt, and in some ways brave and sad. Politicians falling back on lessons learned in elementary school, where we began being shaped into citizens. The proud words of a song about ourselves, words of idealism and love and commitment. The small and potent weapon of patriotism, fallen into disrepute in recent decades, but there in an emergency to serve as solace and a vow. On Wednesday night, the same song, floated over Pennsylvania Avenue by some 200 people gathered spontaneously at the White House gates, holding candles in memorial, their voices younger now. And spontaneously, American flags sprouted from windows in Manhattan, Washington, Grants Pass, Oregon. Just bits of cloth in bright primary colors. We learned to salute them when we were young, or learned it later as new citizens who worship differently in some cases, but salute the same national symbols. Now, in an emergency, those banners are powerful gestures. These simple things, a song, flag, are bombs by which we could emerge from limbo. This week, weddings have been put on hold, parties, celebrations, performances. Obligatory phone calls were not made, dates not kept, schedules abandoned. We begin now to wonder, when is it right to start to get back to normal? We're waiting for some signal. And the songs, the flags, maybe the bridge is back. Except that after this week, back to normal will mean something different to us, and that new meaning will add resonance to the old songs we sing. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
As many as 10 people have been detained at New York's Kennedy and LaGuardia airports, some reportedly carrying knives. One man is said to have been arrested with a false pilot's identification after trying to get past security at Kennedy. An airline industry source told the Associated Press that authorities with guns drawn took three men off a Los Angeles-bound plane. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.